Will you please turn again to Psalm 8?
请我们再来看诗篇第八篇。
We'll just read one verse, verse 4.
我们只读一节，就是第四节。
Psalm 8, verse 4.
诗篇第八篇第四节。
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him?
人算什么你竟顾念他，这人算什么你竟眷顾他。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
请我们看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
Verse 14,
第十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
哥林多前书第二章第十四节。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he cannot know them because they are spiritually discerned.
然而除血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，烦恼以为愚蠢，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
The same book chapter 15,
哥林多前书第十五章。
We'll begin with verse 45.
我们从第四十五节开始读。
Through verse 50,
读到第五十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45.
哥林多前书第十五章第四十五节。
Thus also it is written, the first man Adam became a living soul, the last Adam a quickening spirit.
哥林多前书第十五章第四十五节，经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人。末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
But that which is spiritual was not first, but that which is natural, then that which is spiritual.
但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。
The first man out of the earth made of dust, the second man out of heaven.
头一个人是出于地，乃属土，第二个人是出于天。
Such as he made of dust, such also those made of dust, and such as the heavenly one, such also the heavenly ones.
那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样，属天的怎样，属天的也就怎样。
And as we have borne the image of the one made of dust, we shall bear also the image of the heavenly one.
我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
But this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom, nor does corruption inherit incorruption.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
May we commit this word of God to him.
好不好？我们把这些话交托给主。
Dear Lord, we have read Thy word.
亲爱的主，我们已经读了你的话。
And now we look to Thy Holy Spirit to open Thy word to our hearts.
所以我们现在要仰望圣灵，把这些话在我们心里向我们解开。
Unless Thou dost speak through Thy word, Lord, we will not be able to hear.
主啊，除非你借着你的话向我们说话，我们就不能听见。
Nor will it become life and spirit to us.
也就不能在我们里面成为灵，成为生命。
So we just look to thee, to thy Holy Spirit, to quicken thy word to us.
所以我们要来仰望你，也依靠圣灵，叫主的话在我们里面是活的。
We pray that thou will open our understanding.
主啊，求你开通我们的心窍。
That it may not be just something that will be stored in our mind.
就这些话不是单单在我们的头脑里面
but it will really touch our very heart
更是摸着我们的心
and may thy name be glorified
愿主的名得着荣耀
in the name of our Lord Jesus
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen As we mentioned last night
昨天晚上我们提过
The subject that we want to share together for this time
这一次我们相聚我们所要讲的题目
Is this word of David
就是大卫所讲到的
What is man
他说人算什么
In other words
换句话说
We would like to consider ourselves
我们要来试想一下我们的自己
You know self knowledge is very important
你知道自知是非常重要的。
As a matter of fact, if we do not know ourselves, we will not be able to know God.
实在来说，如果我们不认识自己，我们就不能够认识神。
But the problem is, how can we know ourselves?
但是难处在哪里呢？就是我们怎么来认识自己呢？
The Bible says our heart is deceitful above all things.
圣经告诉我们人心 比万物都诡诈
and it is incurable
是没有办法治好的
who can know it
谁能认识它呢
we ourselves do not know our heart
我们的自己不认识我们的心
other people do not know our heart
别人也不认识我们的心
and because of this it is absolutely impossible for usto know ourselves
因此这样要我们自己能够认识自己实在是没有可能的
introspection never does any good
我们看自己永远不能够帮助我们
and yet self-knowledge is essential
然而认识自己是非常重要的
it is essential in the knowledge of God
非常重要因为我们必须有这个才能够认识神
but how can weKnow ourselves.
但是我们怎么样来认识自己呢?
Thank God, we can know ourselves by the word of God.
感谢神，借着神的话，我们就能够认识我们的自己。
His word is the light.
他的话就是光。
And in that light, we shall see light.
在这个光里面，我们才能见光。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
it is very important for us to go back to the word of God.
对我们来说实在是一件非常重要的事就是我们要回到神的话语里面
and let the light of God's word shine upon us
让神的话照在我们的身上
to reveal to us what is man
给我们看见人是什么
as we mentioned last night
昨天晚上我们已经讲过了
God if God wills he will give us four sessions
如果神愿意的话我们这一次有四次的聚会
And last night, in the first session,
昨天晚上在第一次聚会里面
we want to see in the light of the scripture, what is man according to God's creative purpose.
我们就来看在神的创造的旨意里面人是什么。
For the time being, last night, we forget ourselves.
昨天晚上我们就说我们要忘记我们的自己。
We forget our own conditions.
我们忘记我们自己的情形。
And we just want to see when God created man, what was in his heart.
我们只要来看当神创造人的时候他心里所怀的意念是什么呢?
We mentioned that man is God's masterpiece.
我们已经说过人就是神的杰作。
Because when God created the whole universe,
因为当神创造整个宇宙的时候
He just said the word and it was done.
他说话事就成了
But in the creation of man,
但是当他创造人的时候
We found that even God held a council among himself.
我们就看见三位一体的神他们在商量
In Genesis chapter 1, God said,Let us make man.
在创世纪第一章，我们就看见神说，让我们来造人。
So we know that man is not the product of evolution.
所以我们知道人不是进化论演变而成的。
Man is the result of God's deliberation.
人乃是从神的决定以后出来的。
God decided to make man.
神决定要来造人。
And after his decision,
他做了这样的决定。
The Bible says he created man according to his own image in his own likeness.
圣经就告诉我们，他乃是照着他的形象，按着他的样式来造人的。
God never created anything in this manner.
神从来没有用这样的方法来创造任何其他的东西。
Not even with the angels.
甚至在天使也没有。
But in the creation of man.
但是当他创造人的时候，
God created man in his own image.
神乃是按着他的形象。
That is to say, man is to bear.The inner character of God.
换句话说，人乃是要来承受神的品格的。
Man is to have the capacity for God.
人乃是有一个度量可以胜过神的。
He has the capacity not only to commune with God, but even to receive God into him.
他有一个本能，不单能够与神有交通，更是能够把神接到他里面。
God's desire is to have man to be united with him in love, in life.
神的盼望乃是人能够在爱里和生命里与他连结。
Because God had a purpose with the man he created.
因为神创造人的时候，他有一个目的。
He made man a little lower than angels.
他叫人比天使低一点。
And yet he will use man to bring everything back to God.
然而他要借助人把一切都带回归给神。
So he gave man dominion over the things that he created.
所以他就要人来管理他所创造的。
He commanded man to subdue all things.
他就吩咐人要制服万物。
Not only all things, but even the enemy, Satan.
不但是所有的事物，更是神的仇敌撒旦。
That everything will be reconciled back to the fullness of God.
叫万有都与神和好，能够回到神的丰满的里面。
So you see, when God created man,
所以你看，当神创造人的时候，
man is not only to be a vessel for God.
人不单是要做神的一个器皿。
Man is also to be an instrument in God's hand.
人乃是要做神手里的一个工具。
This is the purpose of God's creating man.
这就是神创造人的目的。
So when David saw this,
所以当大卫看见这个的时候，
he cannot help but explain, why is man that thou art mindful of him?
他就没有办法不来宣告，向神说：“人算什么？你竟眷顾他。”
When you compare man with the whole universe,
当你将人来比和整个宇宙来比较的话，
man is nothing,
人算不得什么。
So tiny, too small, too so weak,
这样的微小，这样的软弱。
And yet, God created man with a glorious purpose.
然而神创造人的时候是有他荣耀的目的的。
And for this reason,
因着这个缘故，
David said, How excellent are thy name over all the earth.
大卫就说，你的名在全地何其美。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
If you really see God's purpose in creating you,
如果你真的看见神创造你的目的，
You cannot help but worship God.
你就没有办法不来敬拜神。
You have to see how great is His love towards man.
你就要看见他向着人的爱是何等的大。
You will be amazed.
你就要很稀奇的。
You will be in wonder and in adoration.
你就没有办法不在敬叹里面来敬拜神。
Now this is what we shared last night.
这就是我们昨天晚上所交通的。
Now this morning we want to share man after he fell.
今天早上我们所要交通的就是堕落以后的人。
In other words, the natural man.
换句话说，属血气的人。
In the Chinese we have 血气, we can translate it into 天然。
或者是说属天然的人
The natural man
天然的人。
In other words, man as we know today.
换句话说，就是我们今天所认识的人。
How did it happen?
这是怎么样发生的呢？
We know that after God created man,
我们知道当神创造了人以后，
He put the man he created in the Garden of Eden.
他就把人放在伊甸园里。
He put them in the best environment you can ever find.
他就把人放在所能够找到最好的环境里面。
Because God planted all kinds of fruit trees.
神在园子里面栽种了各样的果树。
For the food of man.
是为所做人的食物的。
We say that man has a body.
我们说了人有一个身体。
And this body needs food.
这个身体需要食物。
You cannot live without food.
你没有食物你就不能活。
So God created all these beautiful fruitful gardens.
所以神就创造了各种美好的树
to be the food of man
来做人的食物
and then in the midst of the garden God put the tree of life
在园子的当中神就放了生命树
it is symbolic that God is desiring to give even his own uncreated divine life to man
这个生命的树就是告诉我们说神愿意把他自己这个被受造的生命给人
And by the side of that tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在生命树的旁边就有分别善恶的树
which is the food for the soul.
这是喂着我们魂的食物的
And God allowed man to make a choice.
神就让人来做一个拣选
Now we mentioned last night,
昨天晚上我们已经讲过了
that man was created in the image of God.
人是按着神的形象所造
and God being the free will
神是有自由意志
that is to say he can do anything that he wants to
换句话说他能够做任何他愿意做的事
so when he created man in his own image
所以当他按着自己的形象造人的时候
he also gave man a free will
他也把这个自由的意志
and what is free will if there is no choice
如果没有自由意志就没有拣选
So God put these two trees side by side
所以神就把这两棵树放在一起
The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
生命树和分别善恶的树
He wanted man to make a choice
他要人来做一个拣选
To exercise his free will
他要人来用他自由的意志
Because God does not want to force anyone intohis pattern
因为神不要来强逼任何的人来跟从他的方法
though he designed man to receive his own life
虽然他按着他的设计人是可以得着他的生命的
and thus fulfill his purpose
就能够满足他的目的
and give fulfillment to man
也给人能够得着满足
and yet God will not force man into it
然而神不要强逼人来这样做
Godwanted man to make his own choice.
神要人来做自己的拣选。
God wanted man to voluntarily choose him.
神要人自动的选择要他。
And if man refused to choose him, God will not force you to.
如果人拒绝来拣选神，神不会强逼他。
Even though it is the best for you.
虽然这是最好的。
So God said, now you choose between these two trees.
所以神就说，你来拣选。
Whether you want my life,
你要我的生命呢
and be united with me in life,
与我在生命里连结
and do my will,
遵行我的旨意
and fulfill my purpose,
叫我的旨意得着满足
and find your fulfillment in me,
也在我里面你能够得着满足
which is life abundant,
就是更丰盛的生命
or you want to choose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
或者你要拣选分别善恶树的果子
you want to develop your own soul,
你要来发展你自己的魂
you want to be, to make yourself God yourself,
你要自己来做神
You want to live an independent life of God
你要过一个向神独立的生活
You want to live for yourself
你要为自己而活
You can do that
你可以这样做
But in doing so you will surely die
但是你如果这样做的话你就必定死
God make man head over all things
神就叫人来管理万物
He was above everything but below one person.
人乃是造化万物，只有比一个人低一点。
God gave man dominion over the animals.
神就叫人来管理所有的活物。
Over the fowls of the air.
空中的飞鸟。
Over the fish of the sea.
海里的鱼。
Man was above all these created things.
人是比这一切受造之物都更高的。
And yet man was under one person.
然而人只是在一位的以下。
He was to be put under God.
他乃是在神的下面。
Now brothers and sisters, let us remember this.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们记得。
Because today,Men have forgotten this.
因为今天人都把这个忘记了。
Men think that they are above everything.
人以为他们超过一切。
And there is no one above them.
在他们上面没有任何的人。
They forget that they are created.
他们就忘记了他们乃是受造的。
They are created by God.
他们是神所创造。
Therefore, by the command of God.
因此按着神的命令
You can eat everything.
你可以吃所有的东西。
But there is one tree you cannot eat.
只有一棵树你不能够吃。
Now why did God give such a command?
为什么神要把这样的命令给人呢?
To show man that you are above all things, but you are still under God.
叫人能够看见虽然他们是高过万物但是他们还是在神以下。
There is a command of God that you must keep.
神有一个命令是你必须遵守的
That you may know your place
叫你知道你的地位
Your place is over all things But you are under God
你的地位乃是超过万物却是在神以下
Now if you forget this
如果你忘记这一件事的话
It will bring death to you
死亡就要临到你
And that's the reason why God said
这就是为什么神说
On the day that you eat the forbidden tree
当你那一天吃这个禁果的时候
When you rebel against God's command
当你背叛神的命令的时候
You will surely die
你就必定死
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
It is the love of God
是神的爱
So he put man in this garden
把人放在这个伊甸园里
And he told man you till the garden
他就叫人来修理这个园子
And you guard the garden.
也要看守这个园子
To till, to make things more abundant.
来修理是要叫有更多的出产
We mentioned last night.
昨天晚上我们已经说过了
That this was before sin entered into this world.
在罪还没有进到世界以前
So you find that there was no thorns and thistles growing.
也就看没有荆棘没有蒺藜
Only grass and herbs.
只有青草，只有各样的植物。
And the moisture moistened these plants.
雾气就叫这一些的植物在做滋润。
Because there was no rain yet.
因为那个时候还没有下雨。
So everything will grow naturally.
所以你看，一切都是很自然的生
长。And there was enough for the food of all the animals.
这里有足够的食物来给所有的动物。
And yet God commanded man to till the ground.
然而神吩咐人要修理园子。
Not for the purpose of having produce.
不是要来制作一些的出产。
But to make everything more abundant.
乃是叫一切都更丰盛。
So we say last night that God created man not to be leisure, but to work.
所以我们昨天晚上已经讲过了神创造人不是叫人闲散享乐乃是要来工作的、
you know too much leisure is very dangerous
你知道人呢懒闲呢实在是有危险的
God wants us to be diligent
神是要我们殷勤的
because God is diligent
因为神是殷勤的
He is a working God
他是一位工作的神
therefore he wants us to work
所以他也要我们来工作
workIs our service.
工作就是我们的服事
Not for ourselves.
不是为着自己
But for the glory of God.
乃是为着神的荣耀
And for other people.
也是为着别人的
And then God commanded man to guard the garden.
然后神也吩咐人要来看守园子
We mentioned last night, if there was no enemy, you didn't need to guard.
昨天晚上我们已经说过了如果没有敌人的话我们就不需要看守
So it suggested to us that there was an enemy on earth.
所以就提醒了我们在世上有一个仇敌。
There is the adversary of God.
就是神的仇敌。
The fallen angel.
就是呢堕落的天使。
So God said, you guard the garden.
所以神告诉人说你要看守园子。
Do not allow the enemy to slip in.
不要让仇敌混进来了。
And then God put man and woman in that beautiful garden.
所以神就把男人和女人放在这一个美丽的园子里面。
And as a matter of fact, you find that God will come and commune with them day by day.
你就看见神每一天要来与他们有交通。
But unfortunately, something happened.
很可惜的，发生了一些的事。
Now, how did it happen?
是怎么样发生的呢？
If you read Genesis chapter 3,
如果你看创世纪第三章的话,
you will find a number of things begin to happen.
你就看见有一些的事开始发生了。
And it seems to be that one happened after another.
就是一件就带进另外的一件。
First of all,
首先,
man did not fulfill God's command.
人没有遵守神的命令。
God said you guard the garden.
神说你要看守园子
because there was an enemy there
因为那里有一个的仇敌
but man failed to guard the garden
但是人没有好好的看守园子
he allowed the enemy to slip in
他们就容许仇敌混进来了
he did not fulfill the duty that God had put upon him
他们没有完成神所交托他们的任务
Now, number two,
第二件事,
it seems to me that that man did not fulfill even the duty of tilling the garden.
人甚至没有完成神吩咐他们所做的就是来耕种。
God wanted them to work.
神要他们工作。
But it seems that they did not fulfill faithfully that duty.
但是他们没有忠心的来完成这一个的任务。
They have too much leisure time.
他们有太多空闲的时间了。
Number three,
第三
you find that the woman wandered away from the man, and she was by herself.
你就看见这个女人，她就走离了这个男人，她是单独的。
Now in the word of God.
在神的话语里面
God said a woman is to be joined to the man and they will be one flesh
神说女人要与男人联合二人成为一体
In other words they are supposed to be together
换句话说他们需要是在一起的
They are to be together to serve God
他们要在一起来服侍神
They are to till together to guard together
他们要一同来修理一同来看守
But here you'll find in chapter 3 of Genesis,
所以你在创世纪第三章你就看见
man and woman were separated.
男人与女人分开了。
Eve wandered away from the man.
夏娃就走开了离开了亚当。
And she was by herself.
她就单独的在那里走。
Now when this thing happened,
这样的事情发生了。
It gave the enemy the opportunity to tempt.
就给仇敌有个机会来试探夏娃。
You know, if Adam and Eve were together,
你知道如果亚当和夏娃是在一起的话
there was strength there.
那里就有能力。
You remember Ecclesiastes chapter 4?
你记得在历代传道书
chapter 4,
第四章
two are better than one.
两个人比一个人强。
Because if one shall fall, the other will pick him up.
因为一个人如果跌倒了，第二个人就可以把他扶起来。
If you are alone, when you fall, who can pick you up?
如果你是单独的话，你跌倒了，谁能够扶起你呢？
And that's the reason why God put two together.
这就是为什么神要把他们两个人放在一起。
By being together, they can strengthen each other.
在一起的时候，他就能够彼此扶持。
But when they are separated,
但是当他们分开的时候
then there is a certain weakness there.
就有一个的软弱
And you find the enemy just used that opportunity to tempt Eve.
你就看见仇敌就利用这个机会来试探夏娃。
Now number four,
第四点
you find that Eve was by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你就看见夏娃是在分别善恶树的旁边。
Now she was standing before that tree.
她站在这棵树的前面。
She looked at that tree.
她就来看这棵树。
You know why was she there?
你知道为什么她站在哪里呢？
She was not looking at the tree of life.
她不是站在那里来看生命树。
She was standing before the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
她乃是站在这棵分别善恶树的前面。
Now what made her go to that tree?
是什么叫他跑到这棵树的前面呢？
Curiosity，
好奇。
You know， Eve was curious。
你知道夏娃她有一个好奇。
Now why did God allow us to eat every tree except that one？
她就想，为什么神容许我们吃所有的树的果子，
you know，
除了这一棵呢？
Curiosity seems to be very innocent。
你知道，有的时候好奇好像是没有什么害处的。
But it can be developed into great danger。
但是你知道，好奇有的时候带进极大的危险。
She was curious about it。
夏娃她就好奇了。
And she was thinking about it。
她就在想。
Now why is it？
为什么
？Such a beautiful tree。
你看这么美丽的树。
Actually, it is more beautiful than the other trees。
你看这棵树比其他的树都更美丽。
Of course, except the tree of life。
除了生命树以外。
Why did God forbid us to eat that tree?
为什么神要禁止我们吃这棵树的果子呢？
Now why?
为什么？
That gave the tempter the opportunity.
这就给那试探人的有一个机会。
So you find the tempter came in.
你就看见那试探人的进来了。
The tempter has already slipped into the garden.
你知道呢，试探人的已经混进那个园子了。
He was waiting for an opportunity.
他在等机会。
To see man and woman were separated.
他要等到男人和女人分开了。
And she came to deceive the woman.
他就来欺骗这个女人。
He came as an angel of light.
他来了就装作是光明的天使。
You know, the Bible said,The enemy will come to you as an angel of light.
圣经已经告诉我们了，仇敌他来好像光明的天使一样。
Now, if Satan will come to you,
如果撒旦来了
，in his own image,
是就照着他的本相。
Just like in many pictures, you find with horns, and tails,
就好像
and tickles,
就好像漫画里面的，他头上有角，有一个尾巴，手里拿着一个叉子。
Now, if you see him that way, of course, you will be on watch.
你一看见了，你就非常的小心了。
But no, when he came like a light, angel of light.
但是呢，他来的时候，他装作是光明的天使。
He came as a friend of Eve.
他来了，他就好像是夏娃的朋友。
He came to comfort Eve.
他好像来安慰夏娃一样。
To help Eve.
来帮助他。
And yet he came in such a subtle way.
然而他是那样的狡猾。
He asked a question.
他就问他一个问题。
He said, Did God forbid you to eat all the trees?
他就对他说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Now you know this was a very absurd question.
你知道这是一个非常荒谬的问题。
Everybody should know.That it was absurd.
我们都知道，应该知道，这是一个非常荒谬的问题。
God created all the beautiful fruitful trees.
神创造了这许多美丽的果树。
To be food of man.
来做人的食物。
How could God forbid man to eat every tree?
Any tree. 神怎么能够禁止人来吃所有的果子呢？
That means God created man to die.
这就是说神创造了人要人饿死了。
He did not want man to live.
他不要人活着。
So outwardly it was a very absurd question.
所以从外面来看好像是一个非常荒谬的问题。
Immediately Eve should see through deception.
夏娃因为马上的就看见仇敌在这里要来欺骗他。
But because there was something in Eve.
但是在夏娃里面有一些的东西。
When she stood before that tree, she was wondering.
当她站在分别善恶树的前面的时候，她就开始稀奇。
Why did God forbid us to eat that tree?
为什么神禁止我们吃这一棵树的果子呢？
God is not good enough.
神不够好。
He keeps himself something good from me.
他为着自己保留了一些好的东西不给我。
He should give me everything.
他应该把一切都给我。
If he loves me.
如果他爱我的话。
Now why should he forbid me to eat that tree?
为什么他禁止我不许我吃这一棵树的果子呢？
There must be something God is trying to withhold from me.
我想神一定是为着自己保留一些的东西不给我。
You know, Eve was beginning to think in that way.
你知道这就是夏娃开始所想的。
God was not as loving as he was.
神不是真的那样的爱我。
So when Satan put that absurd question to him,
所以当撒旦向他问这个荒谬的问题的时候，
On the one hand, he saw immediately it was absurd.
马上的他就看见这是荒谬的。
And yet on the other hand, because something was going on within her.
但是在另外一方面呢，因为在他心里已经发生了一些的故事。
So he responded, she responded.
他就反应了。
Oh, she said no.
他说不是的。
God allows us to eat all the trees.
园中树上的果子我们都可以吃。
Except this one.
唯有这一颗。
Not only not to eat it.
不但不能吃。
But you cannot touch it.
也不可摸。
Now God did not say you cannot touch it.
那神没有说过他们不可以摸。
It was Eve who added God's word.
夏娃就在这里加上他自己的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, God's word is perfect.
弟兄姊妹们，神的话是完全的。
You cannot add anything to it.
你不能够在上面加上什么。
Nor can you take anything from it.
你也不能够从神的话拿走什么。
And this is our problem.
这就是我们的难处。
It started with Eve.
从夏娃开始
and all in the human history
你就看见在人类的历史里面
you find that God, man is not satisfied with God's word
你知道人就不满足神的话
man is not obedient to God's word
人没有绝对的顺从神的话
man sometimes take away some word from God's word
有的时候神就从神的话语里面拿走一点
and sometimes man add words to God
有的时候人就加上一点在神的话语
God never said you cannot touch it
神从来没有说你不可以摸
God said only you cannot eat it
神只是说你不可以吃
and it is for your good
And
yet Eve said, well, God said, you cannot eat it, nor can you touch it.
然而夏娃说，神说你不可以吃，也不可以摸。
In other words,
换句话说，
he changed the image of God.
他就改变了神的形象。
He made God as one who was harsh, hard, cruel.
他就把神做成好像一个非常残酷的非常苛刻的
as if God was unreasonable
就好像神是非常没有理由的
and you know that gave Satan the opportunity to make a suggestion
你看这就给撒旦留个机会来给他一个的建议
and he said well the reason why GodDoes not allow you to eat that tree.
他就告诉夏娃说，你知道神为什么不让你们吃这棵树的果子吗？
Because he does not want you to be like him.
因为他不要你们好像他一样。
He wants to put you under.
他要把你放在他的下面。
Because if you eat that tree,
因为假如你吃的话，
you will know good and evil.
你就能够知道善恶。
You do not need to go to ask God whether this is good or whether this is evil.
你就不需要来到神的面前问他这是善呢还是恶呢。
You are no longer a baby.
你就不需要伏在他下面。
A baby has to ask his parents.
你知道一个婴孩他需要听父母的话。
Because he cannot distinguish.
因为他不能够分辨。
But if you eat that forbidden tree,
但是如果你吃了这个禁果的话
Oh, you will grow up
你就要长大
to your womanhood and manhood.
你就要长大成为一个成长的男人或者女人。
You can decide everything by yourself.
你可以自己决定所有的事。
You do not need God anymore.
你就再不需要神了。
You become God yourself.
你自己就成为神。
Now, that is temptation.
这就是试探。
That is what the tempter himself is.
这就是那试探人本来的情形。
You know, the reason why the archangel turned himself into Satan.
你知道天使长为什么变成撒旦呢？
Is because of this very reason.
就是为了这一个的原因。
He wanted to be equal with God.
他要与神同等。
Think of that.
想想看。
A created being.
一个受造的活物。
Wanted to be equal with his creator.
他要与造他的同等。
Want to be independent.
他要独立。
To be God himself,
他要自己做神。
That was the failure of the archangel.
这就是天使长的失败。
That was the sin of the archangel.
这就是天使长的罪。
And now he introduced that to the woman.
现在他就把这个介绍给女人。
You can eat that tree.
他对她说，你可以吃这个果子。
Don't you believe in God?
你不需要相信神。
He is not loving.
他不是爱的神。
Actually, he is selfish.
实在来说，他是很自私的。
He wants to put you under his service.
他要你伏在他下面为他工作。
Forever under him.
永永远远伏在他以下。
He takes away the opportunity for you to be independent.
他把你可以独立的机会拿走了。
He does not want you to be equal with him.
他不要你与他同等。
You know, that's temptation.
你知道，这就是试探。
And that is sin.
这就是罪。
When Eve heard it,
当夏娃听见了以后，
the Bible said,
圣经说，
she looked at the tree.
她就看那棵树。
It's beautiful.
实在是非常美丽。
The fruit is good to eat.
这果子是好吃的。
And it will make you so intelligent.
叫你能够那样的有智慧
that you can be yourself
你就可以做你的自己
you don't need God anymore
你就再不需要神了
and she took the fruit
她就拿了果子
and ate it
就吃了
she not only ate it but she gave her husband to eat it
不但她吃了也给她也给她丈夫吃了
You know, when God created man,
你知道当神创造人的时候
when God make up a family,
当神创造一个家庭
God put a divine order in the family.
神就有他神圣的次序
And the order is man to be the head of the family.
这个次序呢就是男人要做这个家的主的头
And woman is to be the body.Of the family.
女人呢乃是做这个家的身体。
You know, the head cannot be without a body.
你知道头不能够没有身体。
Nor head can a body without the head.
身体也不能够没有头。
It is the head and the body together that make up the man.
乃是头和身体在一起的时候才能成为一个人。
And the way that God created man is such.
这神创造人的方法是什么呢
As a matter of fact, if you read carefully the word of God,
实在来说如果你小心的来读神的话的话
When God commanded man not to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
当神命令人不要吃生命分别善恶树的果子
Actually, the command was given directly to Adam.
实在那个命令是直接给亚当的
Because Eve was not created yet.
因为那个时候夏娃还没有被造
But no doubt Adam told Eve.
但是没有疑问的亚当告诉了夏娃
That is God's command.
这是神的命令
And Eve knew it.
如果你这样做的话
Eve knew it.
夏娃她知道
But as a matter of fact, you'll find Eve knew God's mind indirectly from Adam.
夏娃就间接的知道神的心意。
But Adam received God's command directly.
但是亚当呢乃是直接的从神的所命令。
Because God made man the head of the family.
因为神创造人的时候，他要男人做家庭的头。
Now we do not know why Adam allowed the woman to wander away from him.
我们不知道为什么亚当允许夏娃从他身边离开了。
And after Eve was tempted and ate the forbidden tree,
夏娃受了试探，吃了禁果以后，
she gave that fruit to Adam to eat.
他又把这个果子给亚当吃。
You know, Adam should know better.
亚当应该知道的。
Because if he ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he would die.
如果他吃分别善恶树的果子，他要死。
But there, Adam made a decision.
然而亚当也做了一个决定。
Instead of being the head of the family,
他没有做这个家庭的头。
He allowed Eve to be the head of the family.
他乃是让夏娃做了这个家的头。
Eve was deceived.
夏娃他受了欺骗
，But Adam sinned deliberately.
但是亚当乃是特意的犯罪。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 2,
所以在各里提摩太前书第二章
，We are told that Eve was deceived.
那里告诉我们夏娃受了欺骗。
But sin came through one man, that is Adam.
但是罪从一个人入了世界，就是亚当。
In other words, Adam bore the responsibility.
换句话说，亚当应该负起这个责任
，because he sinned deliberately，
因为他是特意的来犯罪。
In other words, he make a choice。
换句话说，他做了一个的拣选
，between God and his wife，
在神和他的妻子当中，他做了一个拣选。
He knew if he obeyed God, he would lose his wife。
他知道如果他顺服神的话，他就要失去他的妻子。
But he loved his wife more than loving God.
但是他爱他的妻子比他爱神更多。
He chose Eve instead of God.
他拣选了夏娃而没有拣选神。
He sinned deliberately.
他是定义犯罪。
And therefore in Romans, you find sin entered into the world through one man, and that man was Adam.
所以罗马书就告诉我们，罪从一个人入了世界，这个人就是亚当。
And this is the way that you find the man that God created in His own image.
这就是你看见这个人本来是按着神的形象所造的。
The man that God created with a great hope.
这个人神创造的时候是蛮有希望的。
Man was to be the vessel of God, the instrument of God.
人乃是要做神的器皿，神的用具。
And yet here, man rebelled against God.
然而在这里你看见人背叛了神。
And man fell into sin.
人就落到罪的里面。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What happened when man fell into sin?
人落到罪的里面会发生什么呢？
Immediately, the first thing they noticed that they were naked.
马上的头一件事，他们就看见自己是赤身露体的。
Now they didn't know that they were naked before.
他们以前没有看见自己是赤身露体的。
Now personally, I believe that they were not naked before.
我个人的感觉是他们没有赤身露体。
Now you look at all the created living things.
你看神所创造所有的活物。
Whether it is a dog or a cat, they have furs.
一只狗，一只猫，他们有皮毛。
God put them as their clothing.
这就是好像他们的衣服。
Now how can God create man his masterpiece without a clothing?
那神创造人的时候怎么能够没有衣服呢？
Now when the tarantula becomes cold, we have to put an overcoat on.
你知道在多伦多当天气冷的时候我们要穿上一件的外衣。
But an animal does not need that.
一只动物呢它不需要。
A sheep does not need that.
一只羊不需要这样做。
His feather, wool will grow.
你知道羊毛就会长起来。
Because God gave them a clothing.
就是神所赐给他们的衣服。
Now, so I personally believe that when God created man, man did have a clothing.
所以我个人相信当神造人的时候人实在是有衣服的。
It was man's glory.
就是人的荣耀。
Glory is like our clothing.
荣耀就好像是我们的衣服一样。
You know, God has His glory.
你知道神有他的荣耀。
So man has His glory.
所以人就有神的荣耀。
And the glory is the clothing of man.
这个荣耀就是人的衣服。
Because man was created in the image of God.
因为人乃是按着神的形象造。
There's a glory there.
所以这里有一个荣耀。
But after man sinned, that glory faded away.
所以当人犯罪以后，这个荣耀就退去了。
So immediately they noticed they were naked.
所以马上的他们就看见他们是赤身露体的。
Number two.
第二件事。
When they noticed they were naked,
当他们知道自己赤身露体的时候，
Now what did they do?
他们怎么做呢？
Immediately,
马上的，
they began to sew the fig leaves together to make an apron to cover their nakedness.
他们就拿无花果树的叶子为自己变作裙子。
Instead of repenting of their sins,
他们没有为自己的罪悔改。
They try to do something to cover up their nakedness.
他们就要做一些的事来遮盖他们的赤身露体。
Now, don't you know that we are still doing today?
你知道这就是我们今天还是在做的吗？
People are trying to say, "Well, I do some good works to cover my sins."
有些人就说我做一些的善事来补我的罪。
So you find the second thing that man did was to sew the fig leaves to be an apron.
所以你就看见人所做的第二件事就是拿无花果树的叶子来变作一条的裙子。
But the Bible said in the cool of the day.
但是圣经就说天起了凉风。
You know, when it is cool, fig leaves won't cover you much.
你知道天起了凉风的时候，无花果树的叶子对你不会有太大的帮助。
And when the wind blows, it doesn't cover you at all.
风一吹的时候，一点也遮盖不到。
So man's work is vain.
你看人的工作完全是虚空的。
So just like the Bible said, the righteousness of man is like filthy rags.
就好像圣经所告诉我们说，人的义就好像破布一样。
It does not cover your naked.
它不能够遮盖我们的赤身露体。
那 number three,
第三点
，God came into the garden.
神就来到园子当中
，to commune with them.
要和他们有交。
When they heard God coming,
当他们听见神来了
，What did they do?
你看见他们做什么
？They used to rush to God to fellowship with God.
他们以前呢是马上走到神的面前和他有交通的。
Now they hid themselves among the trees.
现在他们就把自己藏起来了。
Now is that not true even today?
你看是不是今天还是这样呢
？Men, when they hear God,
人当他们听见神的时候
，they are so afraid.
他们就害怕了。
They hide themselves.
他们就藏起来。
Among the trees.
藏在树的旁边。
We try to do many things, occupy with many things.
我们就忙过来做许多的事。
In order to forget God at all.
叫我们能够忘记神。
And God called man.
神就叫人。
Adam, where are you?
神就呼唤人说，亚当你在哪里？
And you know what Adam said?
你知道亚当说什么呢？
Adam said, "We are naked, we cannot see you."
他说我们是赤身露体的，我们不能够见你。
And God said, "Why did you do it?"
神说为什么你这样做呢？
Why did you eat the forbidden tree?
为什么你吃了那个禁果呢？
Do you know what Adam did?
你知道亚当说什么吗？
He said, "The woman that you gave me."
就是你赐给我的这个女人。
He made me do it.
他叫我这样做。
In other words, he put the blame on the woman.
换句话说，他要把这个的责任推到这女人的身上。
Not only on the woman, but even on God.
不但是退到女人身上，更是退到神的身上。
God, if you do not give me that woman, I won't do it.
你如果没有把这个女人给我，我就不会这样做。
So it's your fault, not my fault.
所以是你的错，不是我的错。
It's the woman's fault, not my fault.
是女人的错，不是我的错。
And when God asked the woman, what did the woman say?
那神来问女人，女人做什么呢？
Oh, it's not my fault, it's the serpent.
女人又说，不是我的错，是蛇的错。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
You see human nature has changed
你看人的天性就改变了
The husband and wife should love one another
你知道夫妻应该是彼此相爱的
And now they become all selfish
你看现在他们就变成自私的人
They think of themselves first
他们先想到自己
Adam put the blame on Eve
亚当就埋怨妻子
And even put the blame on the serpent
妻子就埋怨那个蛇
Self defense, self protection
自卫自己保护自己
Selfish self-centeredness,
自我做中心,
human nature has changed.
人的性情就改变了。
So God proclaimed his judgment.
所以神就宣告他的审判。
You know, as a matter of fact,
实在来说,
when God said, on the day that you eat that tree,
神说, 你吃的那一天,
you shall surely die.
你必定死,
but if you read the Bible,
如果你读圣经的话,
you find that after man sinned,
你看人犯了罪以后,
Adam lived 900 some years.
亚当活了900多年,
and he begat sons and daughters.
他生儿育女,
in other words, he was very much alive.
换句话说,
so far as his body is concerned,
以他的身体来说,
he continued for 900 some years.
他活了还900多年,
so far as his soul was concerned,
以他的魂来说,
he had big families.
他的家庭越来越大。
Now, is the word of God exact?
那神的话是不是绝对的呢?
God said, on the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die.
神说, 因为你吃的日子, 你必定死。
Thank God, God's word is exact.
感谢神, 神的话是绝对正确的。
Because on the day that they ate the forbidden tree, something died in them.
因为在他们吃禁果的那一天, 在他们里面有一些东西死了,
their spirit was dead.
他们的灵就死了。
In other words,
换句话说,
their communication with God was cut off.
他们与神之间的交通就间断了。
Even though the spirit as an organ is still there,
虽然这个灵, 这个器官还是在那儿,
and yet its proper function was interrupted.
然而它的功用就被,
you know, the scientific definition of death is this.
你知道, 科学今天对死的定义是什么吗?
The cessation of communication with its proper environment, that is death.
当人失去和它的环境有交通的时候, 这就是死亡。
When is your body dead?
你的身体什么时候死了?
When it is not able to communicate with its proper environment.
当你, 没有办法和你周围的环境还在有交通的时候, 你就是死了。
You cannot see anymore.
你看不见。
You cannot hear anymore.
你听不见。
You cannot taste anything.
你再不能够, 吃到什么的,
you cannot smell anything.
你凑不到什么的,
you cannot touch anything.
你摸不到什么。
No, that's death.
你这就是死亡。
Now, what is the death of our spirit?
那我们的灵是怎么样死呢?
The proper environment of our spirit is God.
你知道我们灵正确的环境就是神。
When your communication with God was cut off, it was spiritual death.
当你的灵与神中间的交通间断了, 这就是
But your spirit is still there.
那你的灵还是在哪里的?
And that is the reason why you find people can communicate with evil spirits.
你就看见为什么今天人还能够和邪灵来有交道?
Improper environment.
这是不正确的环境。
But people cannot communicate with proper environment, that is God Himself.
但是他们不能够和正确的环境就是神有交通。
No matter how healthy you are,
无论你是有多健康,
no matter how wise you are,
无论你有多智慧,
you do not know God.
你不认识神,
you are cut off from God completely.
你是与神完全断绝了。
You can talk with intelligent people.
你可以和其他很聪明的人交谈。
They are able to talk with you about anything in this world.
他们可以和你谈到这个世上任何的事。
But when you talk about God, it's a blank.
但是讲到神呢, 是一片的空白,
because their spirit is dead.
因为他们的灵已经死了。
So on the day that they eat the forbidden tree, their spirit is dead.
所以当他们吃禁果的那一天, 他们的灵就死了。
And this is typified by their being driven out of the Garden of Eden.
我们就看见他们从伊甸园里被赶出来。
And gradually this death will come to our soul.
慢慢的, 这一个的死亡就要临到我们的魂。
our mind, our emotion, our will are all distorted.
我们的心思、情感和意志都受到影响。
And gradually come to death.
慢慢的也临到死亡。
And finally, even this mortal body go into dust.
最后这一个身体也要归回到尘土里面。
God's word is sure and certain.
神的话是很肯定的，是很准确的。
And that is the result of the fall of man.
这就是人堕落的结果。
So here you find man instead of being as one who is created in God's purpose.
所以你在这里看见人没有达到神创造神创造人的目的。
Man has fallen to be a natural man.
人就堕落了，成为一个天然的人。
So the Bible talk about the natural man.
所以圣经就讲到天然的人。
Now who is a natural man?
那谁是天然的人呢？
A natural man is not the man that God created in his purpose.
这个天然的人不是神创造人的时候所有的目的。
A natural man refers to the man who has fallen.
这个天然的人乃是讲到一个堕落了的人。
A natural man is a man with soul and body without the spirit.
这个天然的人乃是只有魂和身体而没有灵的人。
A natural man is a man of the flesh.
天然的人乃是属肉体的。
You know, in chapter 6 of Genesis, God said man has become flesh.
你知道在创世纪第六章神就告诉我们说人就成为有肉体的。
My spirit will not strive against him anymore.
我的灵不要与他们相争了。
Now what is flesh?
那肉体是什么呢？
Flesh is the combination of soul and body.
肉体就是魂 和体的合并。
Without the spirit.
没有灵。
In other words, the natural man lives by his soul and body.
换句话说，天然的人乃是靠着他的魂和身体而活的。
A natural man lives for his soul and body.
一个天然的人是为着他的魂和他的身体而活的。
A natural man is self-centered.
一个天然的人是以自我做中心的。
Everything is for himself.
每一件事都是为着自己。
A natural man, if he is of the higher class,
天然的人假如他是比较高级的话，
he just follows the dictate of his soul.
他就按照他魂的引领。
In other words, what he decides.
换句话说，他所决定的。
What he wants.
他所要的。
What he loves.
他所爱的。
Or what he hates.
他所恨的。
What he thinks about.
他所想到的。
And a man of the lower class is under the influence of his body.
比较低级的呢，他们就要受到他们身体的影响。
The lust, the passions of his physical body.
就是肉体的情欲。
In other words,
换句话说，
you find the natural man is the fallen man.
你就看见天然的人乃是一个堕落的人。
A natural man is a man without God.
一个天然的人乃是没有神的人。
A natural man is a man who makes himself God.
一个天然的人乃是以自己为神的。
An independent man.
一个独立的人。
A selfish, self-centered man.
一个自私以自我为中心的人。
No matter how moral he is.
无论他是多么的有道德。
He has no God.
他没有神。
He makes a God out of himself.
他自己来做神。
Therefore, the Bible said.
所以圣经告诉我们。
A natural man does not understand the things of God.
一个天然的人，他们不领会神的事。
Because they consider the things of God as folly.
反倒以为愚蠢。
Not only he cannot receive the things of God,
不但他们不能够接受神的事，
he cannot know it,
他甚至不能够认识，
because only the spiritual discern spiritual things,
因为唯有属灵的人才能参透属灵的事。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
when you look at the world today,
当你今天看世界，
with the billions of people,
你看见一万万的人，
some people of lower class,
有一些好像比较低级一点。
Some people supposed to be of higher class.
有一些好像是高级一点。
Some may we may consider them as barbarous.
有些人我们以为他是野蛮的人。
Others we may consider them as civilized.
有些人们看是有文化的人。
But brothers and sisters, there is no difference.
但是弟兄姊妹们都没有分别。
You find all men are natural men.
你就看见所有的人都是天然的人。
The first man is Adam.
头一个人是亚当。
He is made of earth.
他是用泥土造。
He is earthly.
他是属土的。
And all the men in Adam.
所有在亚当里面的人。
They are all made of earth.
他们都是用泥土造。
And they are all earthly.
他们都是属土的。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，你
看到吗？ God created the first man.
当神造了头一个人的
时候， Adam is not only a person.
亚当不但是一个人，
an individual.
不但是一个个人，
Adam is also a federal head.
亚当更是一个联邦他是一个元首。
Because in the eyes of God,
因为在神的眼光里面，
in this whole universe, there are only two men.
在这个宇宙里面只有两个人。
The first man Adam,
头一个人是亚当。
And the second man Christ,
第二个人是基督。
In the first man,
在头一个人里面，
All who are born of Adam are in Adam.
所有在亚当生的，就从亚当生的，就是在亚当里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
We were all born of Adam.
我们都是从亚当生的。
We took the image of Adam.
我们有了亚当的形象。
We have Adam's nature.
我们有亚当的性情。
We have Adam's life.
我们有亚当的生命。
We are manifesting Adam's character.
我们所彰显的就是亚当的品格。
Now Adam is such a big man.
亚当是一个很大的人。
Therefore it takes billions and billions of people to express him.
所以需要有一亿万万的人来彰显他。
Some express the better of Adam.
有些人彰显的是好亚当好的一面。
Some express the worst of Adam.
有些人彰显的是亚当坏的一面。
And there are so much combinations.
实际上有很多不同的彰显。
But no matter who you are,
但是无论你是谁，
If you are not the Lord Jesus,
如果你不是主，
You are not belong to the Lord.
如果你不是属于主的，
You belong to Adam.
你就是属于亚当的。
Everyone that is born of Adam is an Adam.
所有从亚当生的就是亚当。
And in Adam all die.
在亚当里的都死了。
We are all natural men.
我们都是天然的人。
Our spirit was dead.
我们的灵已经死了。
We live by our soul and by our flesh.
我们还是靠着我们的魂和体来活。
We live by our body.
我们是靠着我们的身体来活。
We are self-centered.
我们是以自我做中心的。
We are enemies of God.
我们是神的仇敌。
Do you think we are free?
想想看我们是不是自由的人呢？
No.
不是的。
If you read Ephesians chapter 2,
如果我们来看以弗所书第二章，
we are told that we are dead in sins and transgressions.
那你就告诉我们，我们是死在过犯罪恶之中的。
We not only follow the fashion of this world,
我们是随从今世的风俗的，
but we are under the dominion of the evil one.
也是服在那恶者的手下的。
Adam surrendered himself to Satan.
亚当向撒旦投降了。
Instead of being free, he became a slave of sin.
他没有这个自由，他成了罪的奴仆。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
people in this world feel that they want freedom.
这个世界上的人，他们说他们要自由。
They think they are free.
他们以为自己是自由的。
They can do anything they want to.
他们可以做任何他们要做的事。
They are deceived.
You think you are doing what you want to do. 你以为你在做你所要做的。
Actually, you are doing what Satan wants you to do.
实在来说，你是在做撒旦要你所做的。
You are not free.
你没有自由。
And the result is death.
结果呢，就是死亡。
And that's the reason why the gospel of Jesus Christ is so necessary.
这就是为什么我们那样需要耶稣基督的福音。
In Adam all died.
在亚当里的所有的人都死了。
But in Christ all shall be made alive.
但是在基督里我们都要活过来。
Oh, we do praise and thank God.
我们实在感谢赞美神。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们不能够救自己。
But God sent another man.
但是神差了另外一个人。
Even his only begotten son.
就是他自己的独生子。
He came to become a man.
他来到世上成为人。
And as the second man.
他做了第二个人。
He defeated the enemy of God.
他就胜过了神的仇敌。
And on the cross.
在十字架上。
He died for you and me.
他为我你我代死。
He died for our sins.
他为着我们的罪。
In his resurrection,
在他复活的时候，
he gave his divine life to us.
他就把他神圣的生命赐给我们。
He delivered us out of Adam.
他把我们从亚当里拯救出来。
And put us in himself.
把我们搬到他自己的里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we are no longer in Adam.
我们不再是在亚当里。
We are in Christ.
我们乃是在基督里。
And because we are in Christ,
因为我们是在基督里，
therefore,
所以呢？
By the grace of God,
借着神的恩典,
by the work of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的工作,
with our cooperation,
也因着我们肯合作,
God will restore us to be the man and woman of God's creative purpose.
神就能够恢复我们, 叫我们能够达到神创造我们的目的。
That is the reason why.
这就是为什么。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the absolute
耶稣基督的福音是绝对需要的。
There is no name given under the heaven.
在天下，在天地没有赐下别的名。
Only the name of Jesus.
只有耶稣的名。
In whom we are saved.
在这个名里面，我们可以得救。
So if there is anyone here this morning,
所以今天早上，如果这里有任何的人
who has not yet received the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord.
你还没有接受耶稣做你的救主和你的主的话，
You may think that you are a good man.
你可能以为你是一个好人，
And yet you are in Adam.
但是你是在亚当里的。
Your destiny is death.
你的终点就是死亡。
It's eternal death.
永远的死亡。
And there is only one salvation.
只有一个的救恩。
Repent.
悔改。
And believe on the Lord Jesus.
相信主耶稣基督。
And you shall be saved.
你就必得救。
As long as you are in Adam, there is no hope.
你如果还是在亚当里面，你就没有盼望。
But if you are in Christ,
但是如果你是在基督里，
you have a glorious destiny.
你有一个非常荣耀的目的地。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。